For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Open letter from Galvin.
This is an open letter to Hillary supporters. Dear Hillary supporters, seriously, what say ye now? That's gotta hurt, right? All your talk and tweets acting so superior, and now what? President Trump, that's what. So who's moving to Canada? You, Lena Dunham? Barbara Streisand? Which planet are you moving to, Jon Stewart? How about you, Amy Schumer? Will you move to Spain like you said? You know who I'm happy for? I'm happy for Attorney Dave from right here in Tampa, who went to see Amy Schumer, got pulled up on stage, stated his case of why he was voting for Trump, and was very lamely made fun of by self-righteous I'm with her Amy Schumer. Goodbye, Cher. Sayonara, Chelsea Handler. Suck it, Samuel L. Jackson. Take off, Whoopi. Back to the Great White North, Nev Campbell. Other side of the wall, George Lopez. Gotta go, Neo. Sharpen your skates, Al Sharpton. That's so see ya, Raven Simone. And say so long to Peel, Keegan-Michael Key. Mm-hmm. And those are just some of the idiot celebrities that said they'd leave if Trump became president. Oh, well, he's president. Bryan Cranston said he'd leave too. But I'm going to give him a pass because I like Malcolm in the Middle and Breaking Bad. But if you put out one crappy movie or TV show, I will come to your house and pack your bags myself. Here's a question. Will Saturday Night Live still film? Will they be filming in Canada? Because I'm pretty sure they're going to want to continue Alec Baldwin playing Trump. But will we let Mr. Baldwin back into New York after January 20th? Now, I'll admit that I said it many times throughout the year, and I said it a bunch of times yesterday, that I thought it was already predetermined that Hillary was going to win. I didn't support her, but I thought it was a done deal. Until I was watching last night and realized that every poll up until then was completely wrong and that none of these so-called experts know what the hell they're talking about. Trump doesn't have to have the temperament to be president. You know, by the end of Ronald Reagan's term, they were making airplane noises with his food to try and get him to eat. And LBJ used to have meetings in his bathroom while he was taking a big stinky dump. Yep. I'm not sure the president's temperament is that big of a concern. Trump isn't my president. Yeah, he is. So either get on board to make America great again, or in the immortal words of Ludacris, move, bitch, get out the way. I'm Galvin from the Mike Kelta Show, and this has been an open letter to Hillary supporters.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.